What is up, friends? This is John at the Vacation Home Help Podcast. Thanks for joining me. Today, we're going to discuss an October 2025 update. I call this falling into fall and navigating the October slowdown for your short-term rental. If you host an Airbnb or short-term rental, especially in markets like Orlando, Miami, Vegas, or California, this episode is for you. So according to my comp sets on Price Labs and beyond, and my different analytics tools, the average occupancy rate this October 2025 is projected to be under 40%. It's actually projected to be 39%, which is extremely low compared to last year's 42% for my same comp set. Keep in mind, I'm in Central Florida, a super busy tourist market, home to Walt Disney World and the new Epic Universe. We expected it to be a bit busier after September. September is usually our slowest shoulder season. It's jumping into fall and kids are going back into school. And it's really slow every September, but October usually picks up a little bit. And this October has been super slow. So this is a sign of the times changing for the short-term rental industry as a whole. So when I like to compare to another industry, I love to use the U.S. hotel industry because it's so similar to ours. And the actual hotel industry reported mixed year-over-year comparisons. I use CoStar's data. CoStar is a leading global provider of real estate marketplaces, so I love their data. And the 5th through 11th of October 2025, we have occupancy down about 2% from the same time last year. But the average daily rate, ADR, is up about 2.6% to $171.88 per night, which is lagging the inflation index. So short-term rentals have been experiencing, while it's increasing year to year, we're way behind inflation. So the theory behind this, my hypothesis, is it's because consumers are actually broke. They don't have as much money to spend on luxuries. And because they don't have money to spend on luxuries, they cut back on vacation and travel spending. And what business are we in? Vacation and travel spending. So as consumers get more price sensitive and sticker shocked at the grocery store, at the gas pump, everywhere else in their life, they tend to cut back on unneeded luxuries like travel and Airbnb. So that's the category we're in. So this data makes a lot of sense. So if your vacation rental is not performing this October, you're not alone. It is slow for a lot of hosts. The best hosts I've seen are willing to cut their prices really aggressively to just stay full. And sometimes that's not even at a break even, but it's at a loss. I have a host friend in Jacksonville, one of my revenue management clients, actually dropped his daily rate to $51 just to make the cleaning fee to get his calendar filled today on a last minute booking, which you would say, no, I'm not doing that. That's crazy. But if you think about it, getting paid the clean fee since he's doing the cleaning himself and the very small nightly rate of $51, it's still better than nothing, right? So a lot of hosts are doing that, and some hosts are rolling up their sleeves and cleaning their own units. Some are doing their own maintenance now. Some have let go of their property managers to make ends meet. So competition has been extremely fierce because of the consumer pulling back on their spending. Because they pull back on their spending, everything has a domino effect, and that goes right to our bottom line as hosts. In terms of what markets are the hardest hit, I know Orlando has been really hard hit. We thought Epic Universe coming this year was going to be a huge, huge win for travel, and it hasn't really been. It's pretty dead at the restaurants, although there still are people traveling. Whatever you think of the politics, left, right, middle, blue, green, whatever you are, it doesn't really matter. International travel is down, and it's down across the United States, not just in Orlando. So not having those international travelers really hurts. I know a lot of our Canadian friends are traveling to Mexico and Cancun and the different beaches like Playa del Carmen instead of coming to Orlando. So that's been happening at a wide scale. In Vegas, Las Vegas is actually seeing the steepest RevPAR declines. They're down 21.3% to $178.82 per night for hotel rooms. And New Orleans is down 18.7% to $120.47 per night. Now, demand isn't totally collapsing, but the market's getting more competitive and the booking dynamics are shifting. Now there's still demand, but the demand doesn't look like it did in the past, like post-pandemic. It just doesn't. So markets like Orlando, Miami, Las Vegas, California, think coastal and leisure heavy areas that are leisure driven. They're subject to seasonality, booking windows, events, and supply shifts. These markets are getting hardest hit. Fall and October typically transitions into a slower period. Supply usually increases and demand doesn't accelerate. So your occupancy might be dropping or take longer to fill. So the trends that we spoke about, the softer hotel occupancy, the supply growth in STRs, which is kind of like saturation now, are signals to host that the easy fill period might be ending or it's going to get a lot tougher. So I encourage you, review your calendar for October and early November right now and identify your week dates and assess if pricing or minimum stay settings are actually appropriate for this new short-term rental environment. Another source of data, although not so formal, not backed by math, I love to use Facebook groups to sense the pulse of what's going on in different resort communities I'm a part of or different locations that I'm interested in. And you can see tons and tons and tons of comments of hosts scared that they can't pay their bills because their calendars are looking super light. And this has been going on since August. It's gotten worse in October. A lot of hosts have been waiting for relief, and the relief just has not come yet. So I've been seeing more of the pessimistic doom and gloom in those host groups. And a lot of people are just wondering what is to come and just kind of waiting it out. Well, waiting it out isn't going to make you money. Waiting it out could push you deeper into a hole, especially if your financial situation with your short-term rental isn't so favorable, because it can take a while for things to get better. It's not just like next month it's going to be booming and kicking and tons of guests are going to be paying top dollar. It's not going to work that way because there's so much supply flooding the market. What I did notice is a lot of inexperienced operators are just trying to sell and get out. And people who are more dedicated to the game, they're willing to roll up their sleeves, self-manage, and actually get what needs to be done, and not let go of their dream. So it just depends what bucket you fall into. But if you bought this as a passive investment vehicle, it may be time to call it quits because it's going to be more active than ever and require input from the owner operator to get your vacation rental to a place where it's profitable and where it needs to be to grow. So let's talk about the tactical playbook, what you can do, what action steps you can take. So your pricing and a minimum stay strategy. Consider implementing a sliding minimum night stay. So think of 2-night minimums on weekends, 3-night minimum on weekends for October. Use dynamic pricing, monitor your local comp sets, and see if your occupancy is dropping. And if it is dropping, consider modest discounts of about 10%, maybe more aggressive, but rather than taking these huge price cuts and just leaving revenue on the table. But use last minute opens. If you're unfamiliar with a last minute open strategy, I'll explain what it means briefly. When hosts or property managers open calendar dates for near-term bookings that were previously blocked or restricted by a minimum night stay rule, internal buffer, or an owner hold, we call that a last-minute open. It's part of an inventory management tactic that tries to capture bookings inside a short booking window, usually 0 to 14 days out. So let's do this example. Let's say your Airbnb normally has a 3-night minimum stay rule, and you keep a 2-day cleaning buffer between guests. Most people don't do that, but for the sake of example, 2-day cleaning buffer. And if today's October 19th and your next guest checks in on October 25th, that leaves the 19th to the 24th vacant. And you can open those 5 nights by reducing the minimum night stay to 1 or 2 nights just for that short window, or removing internal holds or buffers that prevent those shorter bookings, or offer a last minute discount to fill those otherwise empty days. That's what we call last minute open strategy. Why this matters: Airbnb search favors availability. The more nights you have open, the more search impressions you're going to get. And booking behavior is really changing now. Like, many travelers book within 7 days of arrival, especially in 2024 and 2025 shoulder seasons. That's been a phenomenon that's been happening. And then you have this cash flow protection. It's better to earn 70% of your nightly rate than to earn nothing and have zero occupancy. So if you want to implement this, use a dynamic pricing tool like Beyond, Price Labs, Wheelhouse, whatever you want to use. You can automate all of this or manually do it on your Airbnb calendar or use your PMS's tool. There's different ways to do this. If you want to talk more about that, I'm happy to. Just reach out to me. But you definitely want to make sure you're getting this right, because last minute opens will activate your idle nights and get you more revenue. In a soft market like October, this tactic is the difference between 60% and 80% occupancy. So you really want to get this right and not leave that revenue on the table. Then let's talk value differentiation and listing optimization briefly, because that's a whole nother topic, but emphasize what you do well. If you have free parking, if you're 5 minutes to the theme park, if you have a dedicated workspace for remote workers, especially because your guests are being more selective now than ever. Take a look at how your fees are showing up. When the market's slower, guests compare to total cost more carefully. So if you have fees, itemized fees, they're all lumped into the total price now with Airbnb's update. So consider reducing the cleaning fee or make it like actually look through your rates to make sure they're all optimal, because if you have high itemized fees and they're lumped into the total, you're just driving up the price that the guest is going to pay, and that could really be hurting you in search results. And then make sure you refresh your photos and your description copy. Warm season images might work well, but highlight the fall advantages, the fewer crowds, the cheaper off-peak flights, local events. People love to travel in the fall. The weather's much better. So highlight those fall advantages, because that's why people want to travel. I know in the summer, people are like, it's damn hot outside. I don't want to be waiting in line at Disney World. But in the fall, completely different tune. The lines are shorter. The weather's great. And you just want to be outside. So highlight that as an advantage. Now, one strategy I love is a longer stay remote work angle. Since a lot of short-term rentals are seeing increased remote work or long stay demand, highlight a work from vacation bundle, high-speed Wi-Fi, desk, kitchen, streaming services, all the things that cater to people working and needing a place to stay while they're doing it. And adjust the minimum night stay for longer bookings. So offer 7+ nights at a small discount and lock in occupancy. It reduces all of your turnover costs with the cleaning and the maintenance and the wear and tear. Although some guests that stay longer might be a little harder in the house, you can lock in that money when you can. For some properties I co-host for in Fort Myers, we're getting a lot of people traveling for work, construction, and we have a lot of guests also traveling because they're in between moves. So I'm going to be real. If we didn't attract those travelers, those calendars may have had 15 nights out of 30 booked. But we had guests booked for 3 months and 4 months for two of those properties, and it gave much needed revenue in a time that's extremely slow. So instead of September and October being completely dead, that revenue is covering the bill. So maybe not profiting much more than $200 per door, but you're still making money, and it's not a huge stress on your shoulders when you have no one in there and lots of bills to pay. So considering upping your longer term stay, length of stay discount to lock in longer term guests that may be traveling for work or want a longer vacation when you know it's going to be empty anyway. With September having around 50% occupancy and lower in most markets, October with the same, why not incentivize people to stay with you longer to lock in that revenue ahead of time rather than wait till you're empty and panic? That's what I'd rather do. So if you're having this situation this year where you just didn't do so hot in September, October, even in November, that's coming up soon, next year plan for attracting longer term stays during the times you know it's going to be quite dead. It could be the difference between your year being a great year and a really crappy year. So next, you want to get your calendar and booking window management locked in. Look at your booking lead time. Are you getting more last minute bookings or bookings further out? If your lead time is shortening, you need to adapt pricing accordingly. Identify your weakest dates, the midweek nights in October that don't align with any events that are super slow. Consider targeted shorter stay offers and reduce your minimum night stay just to get those nights booked. Or use promotional rates. When you use promotional rates on Vrbo and Airbnb, it actually gives you a badge and it boosts you in the search algorithm, helping your search rank and it increasing the chances you're going to get booked. So even if you're running a dynamic pricing tool, you still want to take advantage of those promotions on the OTAs because it will help you with the badge they give you and with the search algorithm. Now, as a real estate professional, because even if you don't think of yourself as one, if you own a short-term rental or an Airbnb, you're now a real estate professional. You're doing real estate professionally. So keep an eye on nearby listings. Are there new units going live in your area for October? If there's more supply, that's going to mean there's more competition. So use tools like AirDNA, Local Analytics, Price Labs Beyond, Wheelhouse, whatever you have at your disposal and you're comfortable with using. Check occupancy trends in your immediate zip code or submarket and adjust your pricing accordingly. You need to be a nerd about this. You need to be obsessed with it or hire someone who is. because pricing now in 2025 is changing minute to minute. And if you're just setting it and forgetting it, and you're not constantly updating yourself, people are. Everyone's using a dynamic pricing tool now. We're not special because we use them. We don't have a competitive edge because we're using one. It's now required, because if you don't use one, you're being left behind. If everyone's using one and optimizing for their pricing using AI and artificial intelligence, and you're not doing it, you're doing yourself a huge disservice, and your vacation rental is going to suffer. Performance is going to suffer because you're left out of the party. So make sure you're understanding the tools you're paying for, because you don't want to just pay for this useless subscription that you're not even leveraging the value from, because it's just going to cause you to be frustrated. You're going to blame the tool when it's the person using the tool. So whatever tool you decide to use, whether it's a PMS property management system or using a dynamic pricing tool, you have to become really proficient in using it, understand it, and love it. Love it, love it, love it, because that's going to be your competitive edge. It's how well you use the analytics, how well you leverage the data as opposed to your peers in competition. Because if they're just setting up the tool and they're letting it run on its own, it's not going to be used the right way, and you could actually end up hurting yourself that way. So love the tool, learn the tool, deploy the tool, make sure it's working for you, okay? So make sure you're using these tools appropriately and learn to love them. Now, in the last segment, let's look ahead and let's get our mindset right. The slowdown, it's not a signal to panic. It's a cue to be proactive. It's no longer time to just wait for things to get better. We need to be proactive, and we need to actually do something, right? Not just wait around. If you learn to lean into the slowdown, optimize, reposition, and differentiate your listing, you're going to come out of this stronger. You could have thought, hey, this really sucks. But because you were proactive, you learn how to operate and how to be efficient in a downtime. And when times are good, you're crushing it. You're really crushing it. So many markets will still fill, but you're going to have to work a bit smarter to get your nights booked. Not all hope is lost. Because occupancy is down doesn't mean your fate needs to be that way. For example, I just talked about the host earlier in Jacksonville who had to drop his price to $51. You're saying, I would never do that. But his calendar is pretty full. So in his local market in Jacksonville, the occupancy rate is about 38% for this month. It's horrible. But he's closer to 75% occupancy, which is double the occupancy for his comp set. So he's not doing bad because he's being proactive. He's doing what needs to be done. So stay agile. As we move into late October, November, there's event windows and holiday bookings. These are going to start opening. Get ahead of it. Price right so you could capture high premium dollar amounts for those holiday dates. Do your analysis now. Do your revenue management now. Don't wait for that time, because then it's too late. Procrastination is the devil in all areas of life, but it's especially so in revenue management. Because if we knew it was going to be slow because of last year's slow season, why didn't we do anything about it several months ago? Could have attracted longer stays with length of stay discounts. Could have marketed off platform for fall specials. Could have done direct booking strategies and done some advertising. But if we didn't do any of this and then we're panicking now, well, it's no one's fault but our own. So now that we know what our slow season is, we can plan better and be prepared and be booked this same time next year. So I invite you, check your October calendar this week if you haven't already. Mark your week dates and set a target occupancy or a revenue goal and decide on one action, whether that's adjusting the minimum night stay settings, refreshing your listing, or running a promotion. So a freebie for listening to the show, I'm going to have my email in the show notes. And if you send me an email and ask for the slowdown checklist, I will send you a checklist of some quick strategies you can use right away to change your revenue management strategy on your own, done by yourself. And I know you'll find it extremely helpful and valuable. So I'll be looking out for those emails. Once again, my email will be in the show notes. And I thank you for joining me today. If you like what you've heard today, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a friend. It really helps the show and helps us reach more people. Before we wrap up, I just want to say this. I'm a total data nerd when it comes to short-term rentals. I genuinely love digging into pricing, occupancy, and market trends. This month alone, I've helped 12 new hosts get their pricing sorted. and they're already seeing huge improvements in their bookings and revenue. I come from an investment banking background, so yeah, I love numbers. But what really drives me now is helping hosts like you use those numbers to actually win. So if you want to talk about how I can help you grow your vacation rental business, whether it's pricing, positioning, or overall strategy, my contact information will be in the show notes. Reach out, let's connect, and let's make your property perform the way it should. Until next time, friends, happy hosting, get that revenue, and create memorable guest experiences. Looking forward to the next show. Take care.